My name is Natalie Grace Apula. I am 17 years old. Today is October 26, 2017, and I'm speaking with Peyton. We are recording this interview in Cleveland, Ohio. All right. What is your full name?
My full name is Peyton Marina Wood.
Where did your parents get Marina?
It's kind of a funny story and also not safe for work.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my sister suggested the name, and when my parents heard it, they thought that it was perfect because I was conceived on a boat.
All right.
And Marina means of the sea, so.
Okay. Where were you born?
I was born near Washington, D.C. in Rockville, Maryland.
Where do you live now?
I go between the dorm I live in right now in Ohio and my parents' house in Saudi Arabia.
And where have you lived the longest?
In Houston, Texas.
So this is a lot of places. Where is your favorite place that you have lived, and why?
Texas, because, I don't know, I lived there the longest, as I said, and I, you know, hold a lot of memories from there. My sister still lives in Texas, and I love her. She's, like, my favorite person in the whole world. So, you know, and I also have really close friends that I made in Texas. It's just a nice place. I like going there.
Yes. And what do you think is the best aspect of having traveled and lived in so many places at such a young age?
It's really sort of opened my mind to new cultures, new people, new experiences. Because before, when I lived in Texas for 10 years straight, I was pretty ignorant. I wasn't, you know, open-minded at all. I would be scared of anyone that was a little different from my family. But when I moved to Saudi Arabia and I saw this whole new group of diverse people, I just opened my mind and heart.
Would you say this ignorance or like this type of sheltering was based on like economic class or like the type of your family? Like, what would you say that's rooted in?
Probably because, you know, my family was a fairly wealthy white family in a neighborhood that was mostly white and mostly fairly wealthy, so, you know, I wasn't exposed to very many different kinds of people.
Okay. So was there ever a time that you experienced something that was unusual to you but common to the people where you lived, like a cultural difference that you or your family didn't agree with?
Oh, absolutely. In Saudi Arabia, there were so many weird customs there that we didn't understand. Like, it's a Muslim country, right? So 5 times a day they would stop what they were doing and get on the ground and pray for 20-ish minutes. And my family found that really odd. Like, why would you pause in the middle of your workday and just do that? But it's their religious customs. And also, since I moved there when I was on the verge of turning 12, I had to wear this thing called an abaya, which is this, you know, black robe that you've probably seen. For some reason, Americans call it a burqa. But
that's incorrect.
Yeah, it's incorrect. They call it an abaya over there, so that's, you know, the name that's real, I guess. But girls have to start wearing it when they turn 12, and I was so confused. But I went along with it and got used to it, and, you know, it became just something normal to me eventually.
Do you wish to continue traveling and living in a variety of places, or would you prefer to stay settled in one place in the future?
I do want to live in one place, but I want to travel around a lot.
Okay. Where specifically, and do you see yourself, like, as a parent maybe, wanting your kids to grow up in this way, or?
I don't really want kids. I mean, okay. If my significant other was like, yeah, I definitely want kids, then I guess I'm okay with them, but that's, you know, I would want to raise kids if I did raise them in the same way I was raised, kind of, with being exposed to many different cultures and places at a young age. And I think I would like to live in Switzerland, actually. It was one of my favorite countries to visit. It just felt really nice there. I visited it for 2 weeks over spring break one time. And just the lifestyle, the culture, everything was just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Oh, thank you very much, Peyton. This has been Natalie Sapulo reporting live from Andrews Osborne Academy.